It was a funeral on the prairie, all his children gathered round. They put him in a horse-drawn wagon and drove him into town. In the dark of February, snow covered up the ground. In a pioneer church made out of sod, we sang "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." He was born in 1898 when the plains burned red and green. To God-fearing pilgrim parents, the 12th kid of 13, they broke up that ground yard by yard with a mule and an oxen team. Now we're burying him out on the lone prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. Back at the house, we pushed that big oak table against the wall. Built a fire in the cast iron cook stove, made room for one and all. The children and grandchildren piled our snow boots in the hall. The women worked like an oiled machine, the coffee boiled and the kettle screamed. And the old folks took to telling tales of back when they were young. And it weren't too long before that four-string banjo began to strum. Mom played the fiddle and my Uncle Lars played his accordion. The farmers cried in their flannel sleeves when we sang that song from the old country. That was long ago, and as the years go by, I still forget he's gone. But I look out on the open plains, and I know his soul lives on. He's the red sky mirrored on the lake, he's the first cold light of dawn. He's a coyote's wail, he's a winter storm, he's an August wind blowing through the corn.